London 2012 is almost over, and it's been an amazing 4 weeks of medals and broken records. To be honest, I didn't really think the Olympics was my sort of thing. It started years ago. Even when the stadiums were still being built, things were already happening around us, but we weren't really interested at first. In 2010, this bike track in South London got a total refit to train the British team. They invited people down for free sprint cycling lessons. I was always on my BMX, but I'd never raced before. Man, those things fly. I posted my time on Facebook and showed the world I was faster than my mates. Down at the South Bank, there was this massive event to get free running into the next Olympics. People were pulling back flips, front flips, side flips, all kind of crazy flips. It looked pretty cool, totally different to the other events, and there were loads of people watching. 1 year before the real thing, there was a massive one-day Olympics right across London. Anyone could try out hurdling in Regent's Park, swimming in the Serpentine Lake, or even rowing on the Thames. But turns out, I'm a half-decent hurdler. With just 1 year to go, we were actually starting to get pretty excited. These boxers representing Great Britain came to our youth club. They taught us some moves, showed us the belts they'd won, and told us how cool it feels to be champion of the world. I used my mobile to get a photo of me in the championship belt and shared it with my mates. That was sweet. Then the day came. There was no chance of getting tickets for the opening ceremony, so we headed to this massive launch party in Victoria Park. 12 hours of tunes, skating, BMXing, taekwondo and dancing, with huge screens to show us what was going on in the stadium. Great Britain made it to the BMX final, and we heard about this live challenge at Nike Town through a BMX blog. They had BMXs linked to big screens showing the final. These kids pedaled in-store trying to keep up with Team GB. Kind of like a live video game. They lost badly, but Britain won gold. London felt like it was alive. I came out of my house banging to the marathon route and saw the entire world on my doorstep watching the race. We'd never had that many people in our street before. My cousin's in this urban dance crew and they won an open audition to represent South London in the closing ceremony. Seeing her on that stage, that was something else. And now I'm meeting my mates for balling practice. Our team ain't as good as the Olympic guys, but here in Hackney, we rule. So the Olympics may be over, but man, we're just getting started.